GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A fire attack in Boulder, Colorado. Several people hurt, including some burned. ABC's Mola Lenghi's there.
Police responding to a suspect armed with what officials say was a makeshift flamethrower, who allegedly threw an incendiary device into the crowd. Right, witnesses say he yelled "Free Palestine" during the attack.
It was absolutely gruesome.
The FBI investigating what they're calling a targeted attack on a group of peaceful demonstrators who were raising awareness on the remaining Israeli hostages in Gaza. Eight people between the ages of 52 and 88 injured. Two airlifted to burn units, one in critical condition.
In Gaza, more than 30 people were killed and hundreds wounded when gunfire broke out at an aid distribution site. Israeli soldiers say they fired warning shots. Witnesses say they fired into the crowd. There are supposed to be peace talks today between Ukrainian and Russian officials. Ukraine, however, launched a new offensive deep into Russian territory over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 19-year-old Green Bay woman who was out of jail on two signature bonds in Brown County and a $250 cash bond in Fond du Lac County for charges ranging from possession with the intent to deliver fentanyl, OWI, fleeing and eluding, and bail jumping, she also faces charges in Osage County, was arrested on Friday evening in Fond du Lac and charged with OWI, fleeing and eluding, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and more, after leading officers on a high-speed chase through Fond du Lac, hitting at least eight vehicles in the process. One hit SUV caught fire near North Main and Division. The driver continued before stopping her vehicle as it, too, caught fire. The suspect and three others were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Brown County officials announced some good news where the coal pile drama in downtown Green Bay is concerned late Friday. Because some progress is being made, the state agreed to extend the deadline for the county, the city of Green Bay, and C. Rice, the company that owns the coal, to come to an agreement on what to do and where to move the piles. Originally, the parties had until Friday to come to an agreement or lose a $15 million state grant. The state extended that deadline to Tuesday, June 3rd, which is tomorrow, at 5 p.m. There is some good news for Cellcom customers following that nearly two-week voice and text outage in May. The company announced last week it would adjust users' invoices to compensate for the outage. The adjustment will appear on July bills. Eligible customers will also be able to activate a, quote, double the downtime offer to receive a second bill adjustment. The outage was caused by a cyber incident. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the hand. Home plate umpires awarding him first base, and it's a hit by pitch.
And that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be a day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up. But we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires up there today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 65. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, some scattered showers, thunderstorms, and heavy rain with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Hour 2. This is Jim Schmidt, this is former mayor, and special guest in-house, which is, I'm really glad you're co-hosting with me.
Thank you for asking me back, Jim.
You were on Thursday or Friday last week.
And we had a ball.
We got some nice comments, and we had somebody else kind of scheduled, and we're like, hey, let's see if she can do it again. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having
Connie
me,
Connie Feldman,
Jim.
Who was the anchor at Fox 11, and you, of course,
and Local
5.
And
Local 5, too.
Yeah.
Did you do radio?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Where were you at?
I was at IXX.
Oh.
I was doing some weekend mornings.
Well, that's cool.
I had to call my daughter and ask her how you pronounce some names.
Like me.
Who's this Florida guy?
Yeah.
She's like, no, Mom.
Florida.
No. Yeah.
There you go. Anyway. All right. So, hey, we got a great lineup. But hey, contest. Let's go to this.
All right.
It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. That is a big deal for us here at Civic Media. Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club-level tickets or $100 cash. Those are awesome seats, too. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County.
And I've got the keyword. This hour's keyword is new. N-E-W, new. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple Store or Google Play. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword new for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Right.
And it's your hour. This hour, you're playing for $100 cash. The keyword again is new, N-E-W. Download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WGBW or WISS. And text in before the end of the hour. You've got till 8 o'clock to text the word new with Mino and the mayor.
All right. And we need this because we're judged on this as well. I want you all to win, but we also, they track how many texts we get.
Get those texts coming in. Support the Mino and Mayor show.
Some of them have bigger markets, but we still like to win. All right. Hey, I want to talk to you. I started talking a little bit about the Breakfast on the Farm that we hold in Brown County every year, right around, you know, this is Dairy Month, right? We talked about that.
June Dairy Month.
And I was out at the Breakfast on the Farm. I've done that many times. And just a great, great event, right? They get 6,000 people that come out. I think it was $10 for adults, $5 for children, 5 to 10, and kids under 4 are free. And there were a lot of kids under 4. I mean, there were a lot of strollers.
Yeah.
They had to, like, park the strollers. They had this, like huge parking area for strollers because they wanted to go on the, you know, the ride with the tractor pulls you in a trailer and gives you a tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you don't bring a stroller on there. So they had this, like, area. They started to kind of look the
same.
Corral. I mean, it's like luggage. I'm like, you guys should put a ribbon around that or something. Anyway, we had a lot of fun. And the volunteers they have there, I know you've done that many times. That's what makes it work.
Oh, yeah. When they used to have milking contests for the local TV personalities.
Oh.
I ruled
you rocked
in that.
It, didn't you?
I did.
I believe that.
You know,
like
I'm a farm girl. Oh. you just can't have long fingernails.
Right.
That's the key.
Yeah, poof, Petco. But anyway, they had a lot of cool stuff. They had, of course, Culver's was there with the ice cream and the huge petting zoo and a lot of kids' activities. And like we were talking about, the machinery is huge. You see it when you're driving
pretty
by
high tech,
it, you know,
yeah.
60 miles an hour. But when you get close to it, and a little kid, you know, that the tire is way, way over their head,
yeah.
you know? So anyway, that was, they just had a lot of cool stuff. Anyway, and the volunteers. So I tried to do, Todd sends me out, you know, my expertise in reporting. He said, get some audio. And I tried. So we're going to see if any of this stuff worked. It was on my phone.
You had him out as an MMJ, huh?
Whatever.
I did. Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
that is.
He did not get the job. All right, here's a cool interview right here.
All right, here we are out at Breakfast on the Farm in Wayside. And we're talking to some volunteers. You guys are with, there's three ladies here serving in the same line that my wife and I are. What group are you with?
Okay, let me just stop things and just tell a story. So there's actually video with this, and it's literally video of her shoes while he's asking the questions. Okay.
I was nervous. Right. You know, I can't multitask. You
that,
know me.
Well, that's MMJ is multimedia journalist.
Oh, no.
That means you shoot video.
No, I wouldn't even apply for that job, much less not get it.
All right, here's some more.
Brilliant FFA.
So what brings you out here?
I'm an FFA officer, and I think volunteering helps, like, show support for our FFA and chapter.
What does FFA all do?
You can volunteer at a lot of, like, farming things, but it's not all about that. You can go to, like, banquets and conventions, and you do a lot of leadership stuff.
Well, that's cool. And you, what's your name?
Madison.
And Madison. And you're an FFA as well?
Yes, I'm an officer.
Oh, you're an officer. Ooh, big time. So, you got a whole group out here? Is it just the three of you? Or?
Yeah, we have some kids parking. It looks like we have some kids cooking. And then us three are in the serving line.
That's awesome. All right. We're going to have a big crowd here.
Yep.
How'd you like to have 6,000 people for breakfast, right? All right. And what's your name?
Elena.
And how long have you been in FFA?
3 years.
Oh, really? So what year are you?
I'm a freshman.
Oh, so you grade school you jumped in on this?
Yeah, 7th grade.
Do you have a highlight, something you've really liked, or is it right here at Breakfast on the Farm?
This is pretty fun, so that's probably one of the highlights.
Yeah. And what do you hope to do? Like, you're young, though. You're just a freshman. But do you think about what you want to do when you get out of school?
Hopefully be a nurse somewhere.
That's awesome. That's a good field. Now, what do you think, Matt? What do you think about what you want to do?
Go to college for something. Not yet.
Good idea. And how about you?
I want to be a firefighter.
Isn't that nice? And you're all out here working. Well, this is great. You guys volunteer. Brilliant, like, is awesome. Everybody knows that. Yeah. All right. Thanks for doing this. All right. We'll talk to you. Breakfast on the Farm.
we'll talk to you. Anyway.
So it was her shoes. And then later I found out that Jim was wearing a checkered shirt because it was just his arm on video the entire time.
But that was nicely done. You know, the number one rule, the interviewing, you didn't ask any yes or no questions. So you let them ask a question that's going to expound upon.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I thought about that. I'm not kidding you.
But what, you're a natural,
I do like
then.
Talking. No, I like talking
again,
to those kids.
These kids, right? Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to college. Oh, I want to be a firefighter.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
She wanted to be a firefighter.
And are you surprised, though, that people in FFA want to, I mean, like, broaden their horizons? I mean, we talk about it all the time. Farm kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're just always a good hire.
And
yeah.
They are. But what's cool is that one girl talked about her leadership skills that she's learning. And they need to learn how to lead, how to organize, how to build consensus. So I thought that was, I thought that was a lot of fun.
You know, it's hard to get young people to stay and work on the farm these days. I hear that a lot. You know, they can get paid more at doing whatever.
Yes.
And it's hard work.
Well, I talked to someone, I don't know if that's in the audio or not, but she's going to work on the farm. That's her thing.
Good.
That is what she wants to do. She loves it. That was pretty cool talking to her as well. I think I talked to some people who were doing the cooking as well. And, you know, they're there much earlier. Do you have anything with the cooking guys that I talked to?
Let me see what I got.
Okay. I talked to them. Those guys get there even earlier. I mean, we get there at, you know, 6:37. Those guys are there, you know, 4:35 to start making
stuff.
Wow, yeah. And that breakfast was not just scrambled eggs, ham, but the cheese they put
in.
Oh,
my gosh.
And I was serving it. So you take a scoop and you put it on the guy's plate, and it's all this cheese from your dish to his plate, you know? So you got to kind of wrap, like cheese, like a pizza. And you got to kind of wrap it up. And I didn't want to touch it. I was wearing gloves. So I'm like, I'll pull your cheese and I'll pull mine. And anyway. But yeah, a lot of
and
people
ice cream?
Had fun there.
You have ice cream sundaes?
Absolutely. Yep. From Culver's. That was cool, too. Mm-hmm.
I do have the cooks. Would you like to hear that
sure.
audio?
So we talked. I went over and talked to the cooks because, of course, we're all under the same tent.
Oh, okay. That was my cue.
No. Volunteers. So you're the egg guy. How long have you been doing this?
It's my first year here.
All right.
Yep.
How about you?
3 years.
3 years?
1 year. Three?
All right. Do you guys ever... do you ever use ostrich eggs?
Let me ask. Not that we know of. They come in a pail. So you just...
Blank stare. I work with John Miner. It's called Miner on the Mirror. Everybody does it. He said... At 1 year, you used ostrich eggs. Hey. I'll set them straight, you guys. This is great. What are you adding next? You got the ham?
This is it.
You got the cheese?
She's ready to go into the roaster.
All right. Roaster. So what's all in there?
Ham, eggs, and cheese.
All right.
Mm. Little bar ostrich.
Don't cook the eggs either.
All right, you guys. Thanks for doing this.
All right.
Some hard-hitting stuff, man.
Well, the reason... John was serious about that because we were in here... I don't. Maybe it was. We were talking about breakfast on the farm because, egg prices were going crazy.
Yeah.
He goes, what people do then is they use ostrich eggs. I'm like, what? And he was like serious about it. That dream stuck. And
I don't know.
We never heard that. So I thought I would really qualify it at talking to these guys because they've been cooking. Some of these guys have been there. I even talked to people who've been there much, much longer than 3 years. Never. So anyway, it was fun
to see them though with these huge spatulas. And the first time I saw it, it was a dustpan, and I took a second glance. I'm like, boy, I don't know.
It is
brand new dustpan, of course. But right. It just looks a lot.
But this year, do you remember them having pancakes? I think that was new this year or last year.
I don't remember them having pancakes.
That was great.
Oh,
so
yeah. You're making me really hungry.
Adults
now.
In fact, I know this because as Jim was doing the interview, it was showing the counter that said adults, 3 pancakes, children, 1 or 2.
Yeah, that was our training. But I'll have a picture. I'll show you a picture anyway at the break. A guy, he was at the end of the line. He ran down there and I said, look, I take a picture because his plate was the breakfast on the farm. They passed on the eggs. You want eggs? No. Huh. Little kids. Oh. No.
Well, if there's pancakes.
Well, maybe that's allergies, true. Right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Could be.
And then some of the times the parents were like, take some, and I'm talking to just a little scoop. But
you mentioned seeing Malaine Wells there.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Mm-hmm. She is great. She would be the one to ask about the ostrich eggs. She would know.
Yeah. She came over to our line. We talked to her for a little while. There was, which was kind of, I don't know, is the word refreshing? Because I was one of the problems back in the day. It's usually just a ton of politicians walking around there, because that's a great place. 6,000 people.
Yeah,
they're from the area.
Yeah.
It's not like this is a big tourist thing, although there are, I'm sure, some tourists. And they're just around handing out literature, wearing their shirts. And I didn't see any. Now, I was only there from 6:30 till 9, so maybe they came later because it went till noon. But I was surprised that there wasn't that whole thing because... Huh. I used to be out there.
I interviewed it one of those.
Right, we bring the crew out there. Anyway, it was just great. And like I said, the fun those kids had. And that farm, I don't know, Dan Brick is the one who runs it. He owns the farm. I don't know when they start on that, but that thing was immaculate.
Oh, yes.
And they have to park. If they have 6,000 people, they have to park thousands of cars, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody gets
there
at the same time. And just the fields were all cut, and it was so organized on parking, just putting the people in the straight lines. And then you get in, and the lines move very quickly. It was $10, and some people paid, some people had tickets. And then you get in there, and the food lines, I think there's 7 of them. That's pretty good distribution.
Yeah.
It's like 7 buffet lines, And so people moved through there, and it was...
and everything is immaculate. And what a great way to showcase, what actually happens on a working dairy farm.
Yeah, and then they have Miss Dairyland was there.
Allison Dairyland.
Right, and they also...
Also known as Miss Dairyland, yes.
Terry Barr wasn't Allison Dairyland.
That's right, she was.
Was she?
She was.
I talked to her a little bit. She's... her ultimate goal... She went to Madison. Her reign is up, I think, in 5 weeks. She told me 4 or 5. She wants to own a farm.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I said,
did you
come out of farming? She goes, no.
This is Allison Dairyland. Let's make sure. Not Terry Barr.
Right.
But Allison Dairyland.
Oh, yeah. Allison Dairyland, the current one.
Yeah.
I think of her name. But she is really into this. Loves that. We talk about the highlights of her year. Every day. She said every day was great. So, all right. This is Connie and the Mayor. We'll be right back.
With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. With a cluck cluck here and a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer.
All right, yes, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is on right now. This hour, you're playing for $100 cash and also going to the drawing for the Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or the Door County Vacation. This hour's keyword is new, N-E-W, new. Get that Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW. Send the keyword new for your chance to win in the statewide contest. You've got till 8 o'clock this morning. Good luck for Mino and the Mayor.
All right. There we go. $100 or the, well, you get the $100 in the grant. This hour, you're playing for $100.
That's right.
All right. So that's cool. Or those tickets to the Brewers, which are.
Well, this hour, it's $100.
Oh, it's $100.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah.
I'll read it next time. Okay.
Yeah, if you would do that.
Yes,
that would be good. Awesome.
So we're here. As you know, Johnny's out, and he'll be back maybe Thursday. So we had to bring in some subs, and Civic Media, you know, our mission is to connect with the local community.
Yeah.
That is what we do. We care deeply about what's going on in the world, state, federal government, but there's so much going on right here in Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. So, and I hear you passed the drug test, which is good. That's a first step. But we threw a lot of people out on that first. Usually the drug test is last. We do it first.
Yeah, we're calling it Scotty and the Mayor this morning.
And that's a new. You wear a Scotty shirt.
Yeah.
But the drug is a new policy because else John and I wouldn't be here.
You guys got grandfathered in.
We did. They started that last year.
All right,
year.
Here we go. We're gonna play a round of the world's worst trivia. Yesterday was game show day.
Yes.
National game show day.
We missed that. That was yesterday. We're celebrating today. All right, here we go. All right, what is Wisconsin's nickname?
The Dairy State.
America's Dairy Land.
We'll give it to her.
Yeah, no, I don't know. All right.
It's on our license plates. I should have known that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. What is Wisconsin's state bird?
State bird. The robin?
Yes.
Nice job.
Okay. What is?
I was kind of surprised that I had to help you with that.
Yeah,
you know. Or were you just playing that?
The robin?
That this was help?
Well, this is the red breast. Right. Yeah.
For the robins, when I was a kid growing up, my mom would tell us that when you see your first robin, make a wish.
Huh?
So.
I wish for spring.
Well, that's kind of why they're there. All right. What is Wisconsin's state tree?
The maple.
Nope,
no.
It's not.
No. Is it the...
What?
The what?
Pine.
The what?
The pine. Pine tree.
Oh, pine
white,
tree.
White, oh, white like pine.
What were you going to say? You can say that.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, cedar? No, it's white pine. All right. So you have to get 10 of these to get the job,
well,
by the way.
I was going
to
say the...
Okay.
So far, you've got two.
So what is Green Bay's nickname?
Title Town?
Yes, kind of.
Oh, well, come on.
No, that's not it.
Is it in reference to something?
It's in reference to a product that we manufacture.
Oh, the paper capital of the world?
Yes, that it is. Toilet paper capital of the world. All right. Let me see. What is Green Bay known for besides football?
Green Bay. Well, making paper.
The production of toilet paper.
Yeah.
We're known for that. And that we used to be a trading post in 1634, but everybody knows that.
Well, that's what I would have went for.
I know.
For the
everybody
answer.
Knows
yeah,
that.
That's where you go.
That's right up there.
Trade
with
for
the pledge.
Toilet paper.
Okay. All right. Better get this one right. What city is the oldest in Wisconsin?
That'd be Green Bay.
It is Green Bay. Uh-huh. Everything is Milwaukee. It's us. We smoke them there, too. Okay. I think you might know this one. Where were the first kindergarten classes in the U.S. held?
Green Bay.
No, we're still not there yet. No. It's...
What was?
Fort Howard.
No. It's Watertown. Watertown, Wisconsin is where the first kindergarten... I don't know.
Okay.
Just... let's see.
But that's not Northeast Wisconsin.
Okay. That's a trick question. Trick question.
And right, now, how the about worst this one? Game
yeah,
show
here we go.
In history with your host, Jim Schmidt.
All right, let's just not...
Brought to you by Ozempic.
We'll go broader, okay. That's our next question, not this
That's
one.
That's right.
This question is, the name... Do you know the highest point in Wisconsin?
The highest point in Wisconsin.
I didn't know this.
I might.
Is it Granite Peak?
No, it's not.
Can I ask... I'm just going to ask a quick... Is it out west? It's not Granddad's Bluff, is it?
Nope. It's in Pierce County.
I don't know then.
All right, it's Timms Hill.
Again, that's not Northeast Wisconsin?
No, I said that. I said broaden your scope. Don't be so narrow. We're big. Civic media's big time.
I know.
We even have stations in Iowa, so we're big.
We don't.
Okay.
But...
Oh, we don't? I thought we were going to.
No.
Okay. All right, here, this one you better get right.
All right.
What city is known for its ice cream sundae? Oh, come on. Okay.
Two Rivers.
Yes.
Rivers,
I grew up there. There's a big statue in the park. And
I kept thinking of Home of the Hamburger.
All right. Which is?
Seymour.
All right.
We'll give you that, too.
That's not even... Okay. What's the largest county in Wisconsin?
Milwaukee.
No.
Dane?
No.
Are you talking about land size or population?
It's got to be land.
Langley.
No.
What is it?
Oh, man.
Marathon.
All right.
Okay, oh yeah, you're right. Okay, now here.
One more question this morning and the world's worst trivia with Jim Schmidt.
Okay, this one's an easy one. I want to get, where's the first Ringley Brothers Circus staged?
Baraboo.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, All right. Last one. Where is Wisconsin's Maritime Museum?
Manitowoc.
That's right. See, she's getting this right. You're there. All right.
This was not the worst edition of the show that we've ever had.
We could do a lot worse.
But you can't preface a question by telling me, okay, this is an easy one.
Yeah,
because then
true.
What if I get it wrong?
Yeah, that's true. we're talking to some people about, like the Malva when we were at the cocktail party, that we need to do this in Oshkosh, Appleton and Green Bay, that passport in your own city. Where remember when we did that back in 2000, what, three, four? And people go around, they get this stamped, and then they turn in their passport, and they were eligible for Packer tickets, which is a draw. Wow. People want that.
Well, yeah.
We could still do that, but there's so much, and we're the best ambassadors. They can run all the ads they want, all the billboards they want, but if someone comes and you say, look, go to the Malva Center, go to the Botanical Gardens, you know, go to the Northland or go to the Grand. You know, there's just cool stuff to do, so we have to get that going again. That would be one of our goals with Civic Media. Okay, we have got, coming up. Okay, I waved to you, Connie, but I got it. I got it.
Oh,
Bill
sorry.
Quackenbush, Ho-Chunk Nation Tribal Historic Preservation Officer. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Something as simple as the name of a food can be a trade barrier for U.S. dairy. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Shauna Morris is the Executive Vice President for Trade Policy and Global Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council. She says there's quite a few unfair trade policies that the European Union forces on the United States. Geographical indications are an example.
Out of all the trade barriers we work on around the world, this one is the most crazy-making because it's just the most ridiculous. The European view that Parmesan somehow is not Parmesan simply because it's made in Wisconsin instead of a certain area of Italy is just patently ridiculous. But this is a firmly held view on the European side and one that they've been working hard to export basically through their own FTAs. So it's not just a US-EU trade problem. It's one that we're dealing with in a variety of different markets around the world where the Europeans are basically trying to shut out competition.
Geographical indications, just another example of trade barriers against U.S. dairy from the European Union. That's Shauna Morris. She's the Executive Vice President for Trade Policy and Global Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
When hot weather strikes, cattle are stressed. Feed intake decreases and milk production drops. Summer heat may also impact the performance of your herd's reproductive program. Protect your bottom line this summer. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to the TMR and keep your livestock hydrated, milk production up, and breeding program in check. Add Bovine Gold Light to your operation today. Find BioVet online at bio-vet.com. Bio-vet.com.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
And the school year may be drawing to a close, but 22 middle and high schools around Wisconsin are going to be investing in agriculture education for the next term. Compeer Financial awarding each school up to $4,000 to support agriculture education programs and equipment they're looking for. In Wisconsin, for example, Amory High School will invest in a livestock scale and a chicken coop. In Dodgeville, they'll invest in an aquaculture system. You can see all the projects that are currently being funded on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires up there today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 65. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, some scattered showers, thunderstorms, and heavy rain with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll check in with State Senator Calda Royce from the Joint Finance Committee on the state budget and also news headlines with folks at Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Summer, summer, summer.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Connie and the Mayor.
Connie and the Mayor.
Yes, this was a couple things we got to do before we get into our next guest, but... First of all, the Scani Summer.
Yeah.
This is big. So it's our Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Now listen up. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets or $100 of cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize state drawings, which is a kind of a vacation in the Dells or in Door County.
Oh, fun.
That's pretty awesome.
And this hour's new keyword is new. N-E-W, new. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple Store or Google Play. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword new for your chance to win. And this is a statewide contest.
It is. We got to win.
That's right. And your next chance to play will be coming up later on this morning after 11 o'clock. $100 cash is what you're playing for before 8 o'clock. The keyword again is new. Once again, nice. Mino and the Mayor, Scani and the Mayor this morning with... Yeah. Connie Feldman.
All right. We're back. And Connie, I just hear I was picking on you in that contest, and we had a text that came in. I know. Well, I don't know. I mean, my answer said that the white pine was the Wisconsin state tree. And James.
Thank you, James.
James Kaminkin, hey, Mr. Mayor idiot. No, he didn't say that. He just wrote, according to the Blue Book, Connie is correct. It's the sugar maple.
Sugar maple. Sugar maple.
I would.
Music Fest down in Madison. Been there.
Quite
fun
honestly,
time.
I would think it would be the sugar maple.
Sugar maple,
I mean,
yeah.
Maple trees growing up, but I don't know. I just, okay.
So not only, and Jim, you know, I like you very much, but not only is he a bad game show host, he comes up with really bad questions. Yeah.
He needs to check his sources.
Right?
We need to get Jim's reporting up to snuff here.
All right, I'll get a hold of that Wayne Brady guy, right? It's his birthday today, and he can help me out. Right, doesn't he? Is he a game show host?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
which
he
one is.
Is
he? Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
Oh, yeah, that's what he is. Okay.
He's no Monty Hall.
No.
And you know, here's the thing. You're going to get me off on a tangent here.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Okay, because I love game shows.
I do, too.
Game show, the best game show hosts came in the old days from radio because you had to be able to work on your feet and come, you know, talk about stuff and whatever.
Hmm.
Now a lot of people who are doing game shows are TV people. A lot of them just look good. Wayne's actually not that bad.
He's not. He also did improv though, right?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
So I think if you've got a little bit of that, you can kind of.
Yeah.
But some of these are just horrible. Michael, what's the guy's name that does Pyramid now? From Good Morning America.
Strahan? The football player. Yeah.
Come on, really? Dick Clark is right now.
Oh my God.
Spinning in his grave. So is Bill Cullen because he hosted that as well.
Yeah. You know, Drew Carey did okay though.
He's okay.
But
he's
I mean,
Bob Barker.
But to try and take over from Bob Barker, are you kidding me? Who'd want that?
No, I agree. It's tough to follow that.
Yeah.
That Drew Carey, we were here just, did you see that story? They interviewed him. I forgot what show I was watching, but where this one guy just memorized prices. He was like a...
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you see that? Yeah. Savant? And he just like memorized everything. And he gets the grand prize. He gets up to the penny and they're like, whoa, this is weird. Anyway,
I saw that same story.
But game show hosts, right, Todd, weren't they like really popular? And didn't they... Wasn't there a scam going on?
Well, there was a scam back in the
50s. Right, and they ratted it out so that it kind of went away for a while. Right. And now it's...
But now they're really regulated, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I can see you want to get... I mean, their goal is to get viewers. So the more exciting it is and you want people to win, people aren't going to watch a game show unless somebody wins, right? So I can see some producer saying, look, give them the answers. Let's get, you know, let's up our ratings. Well, but they got caught.
Did you watch the show, the show on game shows? It was on the other Friday night where they're talking about...
I don't think so.
The original Price is Right, they were targeting housewives.
Of course.
At the time, they stayed at home.
Right.
Absolutely.
And they knew the prices of things. And they said, oh, this show is never going to fly. A bunch of people, housewives, guessing on prices of products.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
And the original host of Price is Right was Bill Cullen back in the day. It was black and white. And that was before the new version came out in 1973, I believe, with Bob Barker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. Goes way back.
Wow. But that is a low budget production. I mean, you look at putting together a half-hour show.
Are reality shows. That's why... You know,
it's just there.
Content makes itself.
Right. And they're advertising.
Good or bad.
All the products. So. Okay. Hey, the other event that we had here that I did this weekend, and there was a lot of stuff going on in the Grand. I wish I could have got down there for that concert. Anyway, the Meat Fest went on. Did you go? Were you there? There were a lot of people there.
I was not at this meat. I've been to meat raffles before, though.
Okay. Well, the Meat Fest. I'll show you a picture. The line to get in was incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. it opened at 10, and what it is
is people love their
different
meat.
Vendors, right? Different vendors set up booths, and they have samples.
Oh,
so
see,
there's
long
lines, and then they have a whole bourbon and that section. I don't know if they gave out samples or what. I mean, I didn't go in that area, but so this Meat Fest was extremely popular. A lot of people trying, and they had cheeses too. They should call it the Meat Cheese Fest because that's what it is. A lot of the booths had cheese. There was people selling cutlery, these knives, it was just a cool event.
Slices of dices.
Yeah, right. That was, but all these tents, and then outside they had food trucks too, so it was very cool. The other thing that was really neat though was the contest, the chef's contest.
Oh.
And Bill Jarts, myself, Allison Dairyland, and Shotgun.
Yeah.
The four of us were judges.
Oh.
And the first group was kids, 8 years old to like 12.
What'd they make?
They made grilled cheese.
Yum.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever ordered grilled cheese. It's all right. But what they did was, it was just their recipe. They had refrigerators full of stuff. So it was really, grilled cheese and something. So they put in bacon, pulled pork, whatever they wanted to make. They had an hour to make it and, onions and, you know, the presentation. So we had to rate them on presentation, which was really cool when they would sprinkle on some greens and that on top of that. Anyway, we talked to a couple of the kids. Do you have any of that, Todd? We talked to a couple of the winners, which are...
Yeah, give me about 20 seconds.
Okay. But, you know, that's competitive. And their moms or dads are next to them, but they can't... If they help them, they get deducted points.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just... They're kind of encouraging their...
You know, I make a mean grilled cheese also.
Do you?
Not much of a chef, but all, grilled cheese.
All Jarts complained about was there was no tomato soup. It's
like, you got to have something to dunk it in.
That's what he said. Because where's the soup?
That sounds like Jarts.
But that was a lot of fun. And we picked a winner, which is very tough to do because one of your own kids.
I know.
You don't want somebody to lose. But like the MC said, he goes, this isn't, we all win. We're going to have a winner a second place, and that's it. And everybody else gets a round of applause. So, and that's what happened.
I believe I got some of these for you.
All right.
Let me see if play, if you've done them correctly.
This is, well, I didn't do them. I don't know what I'm doing now.
Judging Jim's interview skills.
All right, stand by. I don't know if you didn't record these. Here it comes.
So what happened today?
I got first place.
And what'd you make?
Grilled cheese.
What was all in it?
Cheese, of course. pepper jack, cheese, Lombardi, and white cheddar.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I was a judge, and I that was really good. How long have you been cooking?
Since I was 3.
And how old are you now?
10.
Okay.
1 week until my birthday.
All right. And what do you want to do when you kind of grow up?
Have my own channel.
Well, that's good.
And maybe my own restaurant.
See, there you go. Well, that was great. Congratulations. Let me get a picture. I want to get you in the trophy.
That was my photography. Right. That was great.
Nice. So the picture was the child holding the trophy and the grilled cheese, which, by the way, looked really good.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
But you couldn't see his face because his head was cut off. Oh, so good job, Jim, on that one. That was good.
It's the food that won. Okay. All right.
Here's the.
This is the older group. The next group. Which okay. We were a little bit more critical with those. I will say that because they said that's okay, you know, because you have to make comments to them.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody wanted to be that like crazy guy on TV, that Rams chef, whatever.
Ramsey.
Yeah, but we were all really encouraging. Chef. This is great what you're doing. This looked good. And anyway, so this is the older kids. I think.
All right, Seabass, what happened today?
I took first place. It wasn't really difficult, but it was difficult.
Oh,
you had tough competition.
All right,
yeah, that's true.
What'd you make?
I made a grilled cheese with. Oh gosh, it was the spicy, jalapeno cheese with Gouda, bacon, and ham on sourdough with garlic powder butter with onions in the butter.
Yeah, that's the winner.
That was the winner.
I'm the judge.
Yeah.
That was awesome. What are your plans? Like, how old are you?
16.
Okay. What do you
plan on going to culinary school?
Are you good?
9.
That's awesome. Well, you're a good example to other kids. You're enjoying this?
Yeah.
How long have you been cooking?
What am I, 16? I'd probably walk around 2, so about 14 years.
All right, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
He had awesome personality, too. And he, his name is Sebastian, but...
You call him Seabass.
Well,
I wondered about that.
No, he had an apron that said Seabass on it.
Ah.
Like, he's a little bit of a self-promoter, which is a good chef, and that was a lot of fun. So, we enjoyed that.
His cheese sounded even more amazing than the first.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And I like simple powder, things, butter. But that sounded really good.
It was, again, what they could put in it was all in the refrigerator. Nobody told them. They'd pick it out, but... What I thought made them even better than most grilled cheese. Do you use multiple cheeses?
Oh yeah.
Do you?
Oh yeah, at least 3.
Okay, that's what they had in here. That pepper cheese and jalapeno
pepper
cheese.
Jack.
And
pepper
a
jack
bit of rosemary garlic mayo.
Ooh.
All right, that could work.
Yeah. Not too much garlic though.
Right, Jim? Hold off on the garlic.
Oh, not too much.
How am I doing? I've got 2 feet from you.
She pulled me aside earlier and said, "Is there something you can do?" Can I work out of another studio?
But what these kids did, I forgot what it's called when they mix the butter. They make it up before they put it on.
It's a compound butter.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what they were doing. Some of the kids, not all of them.
That guy said garlic powder in his butter. That sounds good.
And they it was the whole thing. They had these burners in front of them and just cutting boards. And they were really working independent, which I thought was pretty cool. So
a layer of cream cheese with 2 other hard cheeses works well.
Wow.
Because we are,
getting off
America's Dairyland.
Cheese.
I mean, it's cheese.
I thought it was just Velveeta and toast. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Come on, Jim. You're more creative than that.
Well,
did you go to those Velveeta and Mad Dog wine and cheese parties?
No. What? No. Anyway, whatever.
It's Velveeta cheese.
I guess.
And barefoot wines.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. I'm all over it. All right. Anyway, that was a fun thing. This weekend, we'll talk about this weekend more tomorrow and Wednesday, but a lot of stuff happening again. And I think it's important that people get out, and there's a lot of things to do. And we'll talk about that. And there's always Bay Beach. They had it going on last weekend, too. And that's always
fun.
Was
it Pride Fest last weekend? Kickoff of Pride Month?
It sure was. June 1st.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And that was at Light Park. When I was mayor, we did it at Joanie's Park. But they were over at Light Park yesterday. And looked like a pretty good crowd.
Just great to see people out celebrating. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That was, and the mayor was there, gave a nice talk. I heard part of it. So, a lot of stuff going on this month. So we'll celebrate. So Bill is coming on from the Ho-Chunk Nation Tribal Historic Preservation.
Not sure if I'm going to get him. He was going to call in this morning. So working on that.
We
could talk about it coming up in the next segment. Okay.
Okay. We're going to talk about him in the next segment?
Well, you can talk about the information about what's going on. You have all the details there.
We do.
You do. It's their Big Ho-Chunk Nation Dugout Canoe Journey.
Oh, man.
So canoe crews and support vehicles arrive at the Metro Boat Launch, right? That's right over here, kind of by the beach a little bit, straight down there. And they prepare the vessels for the water. And at 8 o'clock, boom, community members, the Ho-Chunk Nation representatives, and local officials, I'm sure the mayor will be there, make brief remarks. They capitalized brief. Did you notice that? So sometimes these guys get a little long.
Maybe that came after you were American.
It's like, shouldn't we talk too long? Yeah, we got to. Our remarks will be made for the media, and then the paddle begins. So what they're doing is the canoeists, they depart from the Metro Boat Launch, right? They put the boats in, and they paddle across the Fox River to the Neville, which makes sense, right? So if, I hope the...
We'll talk more about this and when we come back.
All right.
All right.
We'll be right back. We're haunted
at age of morning. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Summer, summer, summer. Oh, yeah. Still got a couple of minutes to text in to win. The Scotty Summer Text to Win contest is going on right now. This hour's keyword is new, N-E-W, new. Got to have the Civic Media app. Get it in the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW. Text in the keyword before 8 o'clock for your chance to win $100 and go into the grand prize drawing to win a vacation in the Wisconsin Dells area or in Door County. Again, you've got till 8 o'clock to do so. Once again, it's Connie and the mayor morning with Connie Feldman and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you, God. All right. Yes. You've got 8 minutes left to that contest. So everybody should do that. We need to win this contest this time. Because John and I, or I guess Connie and I, would get points for that. So we, or at least our reviews would be better than the last one. So we were were talking about another cool event.
Yeah, this is really cool.
This is a cool event coming up, but we also have that big thing up in Marinette this weekend too. That's a 3-day deal with that those boats. We'll get to that a little bit later, but let's talk canoes first.
Yeah.
So at 9 o'clock, this is today. This is going on. So you want to jump out there at 9 o'clock this morning? The canoes depart from the Metro boat launch and they paddle across the Fox River to the Neville. And then what happens?
This is the Ho-Chunk Nation Dugout Canoe Journey. And today, like as you said, it's a launch in Green Bay. And then they're going to tour some of the historic dugout canoes at the Neville. And get this. This journey is a 4-day journey right. In these dugout canoes.
So 10:30 is when they really tell you all about their journey that's coming up. Give you a tour of Neville. As Connie said, you know, it's going to be the dugout canoes done by the Ho-Chunk. And the Ho-Chunk... think a lot of people know, but they were the first ones here. That's an old tribe, and they've been around, and I'm sure they got all the recognition that like the Oneidas got for different reasons. They're both great tribes. So then what happens?
But then to share their history and learn about these ancestral canoe routes and how they made them and actually see at the Neville some of these dugout canoes is pretty cool.
All right, so the public, if you're listening, need something to do on this beautiful day, you can go and see them launch at the boat launch. And there's, you also go to the Neville and greet them when they get there and take the tour.
And you know, a shout out to Michael Bergman. He's the new communications director for the city. If you don't recognize that, Michael used to be one of my photographers at Fox 11 years ago. And he also shot the Hometown series with Jeff Alexander.
Oh, wow.
Married to Catherine Braccio. Great, great videographer. He could maybe help you a little bit with your shooting, but now he is the communications director.
Let's get him on the show.
No. I wait.
Thanks for letting us know about that, Michael.
Okay, he's the communication manager for the mayor.
Yeah, he loves TV.
Yes, I know him. Back in the day, Catherine and I knew each other because of the media. I was invited to their wedding.
Yeah.
And I went. It was great.
Oh, he's a great guy.
So I've known them for quite some time. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's going on. If you have any questions, ken.lewis@hochunk.com if you have any questions on this. You know, this is a 4-day deal. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The journey continues over 4 days, traveling through Sturgeon Bay, the Whitefish Dunes Park. That's a great park. And conclude at the Milwaukee at the lakefront.
Well, you know, we were just talking
that's
earlier.
That's a lot of paddling.
about the coal pies. But this is, I mean, a great way to learn about the history of the waterways that go through our area and through the entire state of Wisconsin. We're so fortunate here. If you've lived anywhere else, you know, you take for granted all the water we have in Wisconsin. But to see the historic Ho-Chunk history on the waterways is really something pretty cool, I think.
And what I like about being on the water is it's just a different perspective of our city and our community and our county. And if you take the locks and you go up, those are just fun things
those
to
are
do.
Cool,
and
aren't it?
It's awesome. And there's wineries along the way, so you can always stop and take a break. All right, so you guys support that. The Ho-Chunk, that's a great tribe, and you learn a lot about the canoes. Down on, so we're here on Washington Street in Green Bay, and if you go straight down before it curves, there's canoes right on Polier and Adams.
Yeah.
And they built those, put them in, now they're stationary, they're not going to go anywhere, but it just shows you the different styles they had, the different things that
they did
with canoes.
That's so cool to check out.
Yeah, but canoes tip.
Are you much of a canoe?
No, they tip, no. No. Kayaks are wider, a little bit safer.
I'm a canoe gal.
Really?
Yeah. You know, growing
don't
up on the
wolf, over?
Well, if they can, if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, see, that then it would. That's exactly that was kind of my point.
You know, so, you know, I was saying I grew up on the Wolf River in Toronto. That was our test before we could go out in the boat by ourselves. We had to swim all the way across the river and back. So Dad knew, and he would paddle alongside us in a canoe.
Really?
Make sure that we could swim all the way there and back. So if anything ever happened, he knew we could swim to shore.
That's a good test.
It is a good test.
Well, did you go on? Were you lifeguarding?
I did. You know where I lifeguarded? Where? Noah's Ark Water Park.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you, a place to be a lifeguard. Holy
really?
Man. Yeah.
Why?
And when they opened the first wave pool while I was lifeguarding there, and they didn't have the size of the waves set yet.
Yeah.
So they were, you know, washing people up on shore. And, you know, I rescued a Boy Scout leader 17 seconds into the first wave pool opening. His kids dared him to try and swim out to the wall, where the waves were coming out.
Right.
Of.
Yeah.
And it, you know, those waves get pretty intense back then. But little Connie was in there.
That's a good job.
Oh, it's a great job.
You meet a lot of people. My kids were all lifeguards. And it's just, you meet people. And although we had our share of saves in Green Bay, because it's because the parents aren't watching their kid.
Well, at Noah's, I mean, you are in the water. Everybody thinks this must be just a fun, but you are in and out of the water at least 24 times a day. I mean, yeah, the lifeguards.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And it's cold, you know, because these family vacations, we're going to go to the Dells no matter what. If it's raining and cold, we paid for this vacation. Right. So, yeah, you're in and out, and the lifeguards are hardcore.
Parents probably try that. Mino, dude, you just...
Yeah, I was going to say.
He was in the lazy river, which there's no waves in that. That is so chill. That's just going on.
Yeah.
He, like, tipped over, cut his head. There's blood in the pool. He had to clear everything out. Oh. I mean, and he can't swim, so I'm sure he's flapping around there. They got him out.
The lazy river is only 3 feet deep.
I know.
They still had to close it down.
They closed it out with blood.
Well, yeah, with blood.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So stay home next time. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. This is going to be interesting that we have coming up. Safety in your homes. HME will be in the house. We'll be right back.
All right. A bushy, bushy
bun here. Still got 30 seconds to text in the word new on the Civic Media app for your chance to play in our Scotty Summer Contest.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A 45-year-old man in custody in Boulder, Colorado, after police say he unleashed an attack on pro-Israel marchers. The man tossing makeshift Molotov cocktails, leaving 8 people hurt, one of them hospitalized in critical condition with burns. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
This is a community that knows tragedy, unfortunately. It was only a few years ago an active shooter killed 10 victims at a King Soopers grocery store just down the street. Now Boulder is dealing with this. The victims burned by a makeshift blowtorch and Molotov cocktails. The victims ranging from 52 to 88 years old. One is critically injured.
Gaza officials say 14 people were killed overnight in an Israeli airstrike on a residential building. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine are meeting in Turkey as their second round of peace talks get underway. However, expectations are low for any significant progress on ending the war, Ukraine launching a massive attack on Russian targets over the weekend. This is ABC News.